I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's a long time since we have fellowship together in the flesh because of COVID-19. We cannot meet together. However, thanks for streamlining technology, and we can have this worship service, a virtual reality, in fact. Now, one positive result of the COVID-19 lockdown is that many of us have more time staying at home, reading and studying the Word of God, and praying for ourselves, for one another, and for others. Let us pray that God will remove the coronavirus pandemic soon, so that His children, we all can resume worshiping together as a church and have fellowship with one another. We can also have the Lord's Supper in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us pray that this will happen sooner than we expect. I praise the Lord for all of you. You are celebrating the 26th anniversary of the church. You have been faithful and steadfast in the service of the Lord. And you have gone through much troubles and temptations. And not a few have shown your stickability, helping one another. To advance the kingdom of God. Remember, this world is not our home, and we are only sojourning here. Lord willing, there will be many more serving and witnessing the Lord, many more years witnessing, serving and witnessing the Lord till He comes again. This leads me to my text for today. It is Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 to 21. Now, verse 12, I am focusing on verses 12 to 21, and verse 12 speaks of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I come quickly. And this promise of coming again, and soon, He repeats three times in this chapter. In verse, we have one, the first one in verse 12. Then verse 20, he testifies these things, saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. So be it. And then another verse is verse 7. And then here, verse 7, it says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of this prophecy. And here the Lord Jesus Christ, in this chapter, the last chapter of the book, there are 66 books, this is the last chapter, He promises three times, He predicted three times. After He went to heaven now, He's now in heaven, we have a living Savior, and who He promised to come back quickly. As soon as possible. He's promised to the 12 disciples. Earlier, when he was on earth, he promised them. In John, he says, "If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." Jesus Christ says, he promised I'd come again when he was on earth. He promised his 12 disciples. "And receive you unto myself," he told the disciples, "where I am, there ye may be also." Now, many times the Bible has mentioned about the second coming of Christ. That's just to mention another one. Just one more verse. It's found in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. "When an angel from heaven, as Jesus Christ was taken up into heaven, an angel from heaven said, 'Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven?'" They were gazing up into heaven because Jesus Christ was taken up to heaven in their sight. "This same Jesus," this angel said, "this same Jesus, which is now taken from you into heaven, the same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." So the Lord Jesus Christ will come in like manner, in a glorious way, as he was taken up. So this angel has said. So here again, we see another incident in which the Lord Jesus Christ says, the angel said that he will come again. So Christ will come again, as in Revelation we just read, three times he promised it. Now, more than 2,000 years have passed since Christ made that promise to come back. More than 2,000 years have passed. And some have complained that Jesus, who promised to come back, has not returned yet. Has not returned. It has not happened. Let none of us have this kind of complaint in our hearts, in our mind. As the Lord Jesus Christ has promised, he will definitely come again. You can all be sure of that. This promise is assuredly certain. So what we need is to wait patiently. If Christ is Christ still delays coming, and then we pass away from this earth, well and good, because we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Then we will meet him in heaven if Christ should delay his coming. However, 2,000 years have passed. Now God's time equation is different from ours. Our one day of 24 hours. But in God's time equation, 1,000 years is equal to one day. So if 2,000 years have passed, only 2 days delay. And that's not very long. Okay. So the reason why did God delay the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why? Well, second, the Apostle Peter says in his epistles, his second epistle, in chapter 3, verse 9, he says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise." The Lord is not slack as some people count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And so God delayed the coming of Christ is to allow people to confess their sin and repent and be saved and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And that's the reason why the delay of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. So God is gracious and merciful, very gracious and merciful. While he delays the second coming of Christ, there's always a chance of any believer to repent, believe, and be saved. When Christ comes back, it means the end of this world. And at that time, there's no more chance for any unbeliever to believe. That's the end of the world. And so now is the time of salvation. Now is the time for the unbeliever to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, to confess their sins against God, repent, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you are an unbeliever, if you are listening to the message, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. He will come. He said he will come. He will surely come. Later part in the sermon, I will tell you, how do we know that he will come and he will come soon? Although we do not know the year, the exact date and hour of his coming, only God the Father knows. None of us know. But Jesus Christ himself gave us some signs concerning his second coming. And later on we shall look at these signs. But we all will know, we know that Jesus Christ will come because he said it, and Jesus Christ is not a liar. And so, if you are not you're an unbeliever, now repent now and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So let us look a little closer concerning the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As earlier I said, three times in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ says, not only once, for if Jesus Christ promised that he will come back once, and that's good enough, but he said, mention it three times. Three times means that he's definitely sure. He wants to impress upon us that he will come. And then we'll see in the last chapter of the Bible, before the end of the Bible, before the last chapter, he promises three times. We know we will close that by, but the last chapter he said, I will come back again and come back soon. All right. Now the question we should ask, when shall we come? Well, what is the day, the time? We should not ask this question. The question we should ask ourselves is this: are we ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? If Christ should come today, are we ready? Are you ready? Am I ready to meet him? To meet the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and who is God Almighty, the second person of the Godhead, who is God himself. Are we ready to meet him? Yes. Have we How do we live our life? We should reflect on this. How we live our life on this earth. We live it for ourselves or for the glory of God? And for unbelievers, the question you should ask is, have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you a believer now? If you are not, then you should examine yourself and ask and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your life on this earth is just 70 by nature of your strength, you may have another 10 or 20 years. But all of us must die. All of us must die. And when we die, if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ, there's one place that you have to go. There's no choice. You have to go to a place where the Bible says the lake of fire will be cast into the lake of fire, where you will suffer. But if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you humble yourselves, confess your sin, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then when you die, you'll be in heaven with Him forever. Now, how definite can we be sure that Christ will come again? His disciples asked him, actually, in Matthew 24, his disciple asked him, in Matthew 24:3, disciple asked him, what shall be the sign of thy coming? And what shall be the sign of the end of the world? Now, I'm sure all of us share the same sentiment of the disciples. We also want to know what shall be the sign and what shall be the sign of the end of this world. All of us like to know. I also would like to know. And Jesus answered his disciples. And the first thing that he said before he really answered, he said, he warned his disciples. At the very beginning, before he mentioned about the signs of his coming, at the very outset, he warned his disciples. What did he say? Take heed that no man deceives you. That no man deceives you. And you'll find that later on, as he speaks on, there are many false Christs, false prophets, and who will deceive many, even some unbelievers, he will deceive. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, at the very outset, knowing what would happen, warned his disciples. And that includes us. Take heed that no man deceives you. No false Christ, false prophets deceive you. Now look at what Jesus Christ said regarding his second coming. Signs about his second coming. Now let us turn to Matthew 24. You can find that this book, Matthew 24, or you can turn to a parallel passage that is Luke chapter 21 concerning the signs of Jesus Christ's second coming, or Mark chapter 13, all this. But now I ask you to turn to Matthew 24. Look at verse 5. Jesus Christ says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Alright, there will be false Christ. Remember this. Alright, and you have one. Look at the next one, next verse, verse 6. And he says, we got to many Christs. Yes, we have. We see many Christs today, many false Christs. Many people use the Christ, the name of Christ. Although they may not use himself that I am Christ, but the way they speak, as if they speak as like the kind of authority that the Lord Jesus Christ says. So these are false Christ. Tell Jesus Christ, warn us of this. And you find that some people, they believe, non-believers very easily, they believe these people, because these false Christ sometimes do all kinds of, they are capable of doing some wonderful works, so to speak, miraculous works. And then we tend to believe. Even we who are Christians also tend to believe that. Now look at verse 6. Jesus Christ said further, you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. And this is very true. This we have, all of us who have read the newspaper and then watched TV news here, and you can see for so many years, and then you have nations and nations and kingdoms, different countries, all, and they threaten to go to war. So you may see rumors of wars and hear of wars. See that ye be not troubled. When you hear this kind of thing, you hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, don't be troubled. All these things must come to pass. These false Christ, rumors of wars, this conflict, it must happen. It will happen. But, he said, the end is not yet. The end is not yet. So in other words, you hear all these rumors of wars and conflicts, is not the end. Verse 7, he continued, for nation shall rise against nation. Now the word nation there in the Greek is, in the original one, is ethnicity. In other words, there will be racial conflicts. Before his coming back, there will be racial conflicts. He says that. And then he says further on, and then kingdoms against kingdom. This is the kingdom against kingdom means the country against kingdom. You have the heads of a country. One country, the head of one country would want to declare war or make atomic bomb, nuclear warfare, and says that my nuclear warfare can reach your shores and threaten even the most powerful country in this world. I can send my nuclear bomb towards you and destroy any of your city. And so you have this kind of talk, you see, and he says here, so kingdom against kingdom. And then there shall be what? Famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. In many different places in the world, there will be famines. Now, many years ago, when I read about famines, earthquakes, and pestilences, I don't think so very much about it, having known that it is written in the Bible. Well, this thing will happen. How? What kind? How will it happen? Now we see better now. 2020, we see better. For example, famines. Now what is associated with famines? Floods, earthquakes. And because of floods and earthquakes, many people are being displaced, become homeless. They lost their homes there. And so you will have what? Lack of food. You find this thing happen in where? In India, in Africa, in Japan, in China. All this. And as a result, what is the fallout of famines? As a result of this thing, These people who lost their homes, they lost their land and all these other things, there's a lack of food. So there is famine. Then there will be diseases too. Their homes all have been destroyed. And so diseases will increase. Now this is better now. Today, 2020, we can understand this better. And then pestilences. We think of a lot of pestilences like before Ebola and SARS, and it's also localized only. But now you have COVID-19. That's passed for nearly how many months? 6 months already. And we do not know when it will stop. COVID-19. And it has become pandemic. It's global. Every country in the world is suffering from this. And now, see, we have to, all of us, all Singaporeans, and even Malaysia, now in other parts of the world, they must wear a mask. It must become a fashion. Part of our wear. And so, pestilences, and these pestilences, COVID-19 is not going away. I pray, that God will take. Only God will take away, remove COVID-19. And so that for his sake and for all his children's sake, that they all can gather together again and then have fellowship with one another. This is the purpose of God. God wants his people to gather together, to meet one another, to care for one another, love one another, and above all, to remember him in the breaking of bread. So I believe that God will take the COVID-19 sooner than we expect. Alright, so COVID-19. And then you say earthquakes. This is very true. For the past few years, say from 2015 up to now, and now even more frequent, you have earthquakes which destroy homes, destroy many institutions and many things. And so we see all this happen. Jesus Christ said, all these at the beginning of sorrow. So all these are, in fact, before the rapture, the great tribulation. All these are the beginning of sorrow. The end is not yet. Here at the beginning. When the tribulation comes, the great tribulation comes. But by that time, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ has promised, God has promised, those who have believed him, believers who are now on this earth, still living here, we will be raptured. Before the tribulation comes, I believe that we will all be raptured and we are saved from this wrath. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, these are the signs of his coming. And then he told the disciples, you see, when the Pharisees, and he rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders at that time. You all can watch, you can observe the weather. Weather is going, very soon, look at the weather and it's dark clouds and then very soon there will be rainfall and all that. But you cannot discern the signs of the times. Where the Lord Jesus Christ gave these signs of the times. And he says, tell the Pharisees, you cannot be seen. And he told now his disciples that these signs, these are the signs prior to my coming. But he told also his disciples, you are not in darkness. You read in Thessalonians chapter 5. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you are not children of darkness, you are children of light. And you will know all these things. As children of light, you can discern all these things. You believe all these things. And you have seen all these things. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, here, before His coming, these things will happen before His coming. And so you are children of light. You can discern. And therefore we know more or less Jesus Christ will come. His coming is near now. It's nearer. And so we can discern that. The Lord Jesus Christ says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. See, if you turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, and then you see that. See, you are children of light, in verse 5, and the children of the day, and we are not of the light, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So the Lord Jesus Christ says, look in verse 4, but ye brethren, be not in darkness, that the day, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, should overtake you as a thief. Will not take you as a thief. So when Christ comes back, He doesn't announce, we do not know what day, so He may suddenly come. When He comes back, looking at these signs all, it's very soon. We should not be surprised, as Paul, the apostle, says here. But what does he tell us what to do? Then let us be watchful, be sober. Be watchful means always be alert to His coming. And then be sober. Sober means regarding our life. Let us not indulge in all kinds of things that's unnecessary, but be sober and so forth. And so here the Lord Jesus Christ gave that. Then in verse 8 he says what? Not only so sober, they must put on to increase our faith, put on the breastplate of faith and love, loving one another, and then for this helmet of hope and salvation. So with faith, hope and love. So increase in all these things with one another. Now the Lord Jesus Christ gave all these signs telling us that we are children of light, and therefore the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ should not take us by surprise, but we should be waiting for it, watching and waiting. One more thing. This one is regard to. Turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. So once you have turned that, let me read to you what is chapter 18 and then verse 31 to 33. Then he took him, the 12. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ took the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and he shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on, and they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he predicted all these things. When he was going to Jerusalem, he predicted. He predicted about what? His passion. He'd be arrested. He'd be mistreated. In the end, be crucified. And on the third day, Now they were with his was the disciples. They couldn't understand, you know, what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. The Lord Jesus Christ said, predicted all these things. Does the prediction come true? History has recorded that it came true. Everything that Christ said here was what? Fulfilled, accomplished, right to every detail. He was scourged, he was spitted at, he was mocked, despised, he was crucified, nailed to the cross, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. Then a woman came to see his body, to embalm him. The stone on the where the tomb where he was buried was rolled away, and angels told the woman, "He's not here, he's risen. He's not here, he's risen." The other disciples, go and tell them that he will meet them in Galilee. So he's risen. Now this prediction is given by the Lord Jesus Christ, and it happened. The Lord Jesus Christ promised in Revelation that he will come again soon. Not one time, not two times, but three times. Three times. One time is good enough. Two times is a confirmation. Three times is double confirmation. Three times the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I will come quickly. I will come quickly. Surely I will come soon." When he was on earth, predicted about his death, his treatment. And that was prediction. At first, when he said this, the disciples did not believe. They don't understand. It's only after the incident there happened, after it's been accomplished, after it's been fulfilled, that they understood. Now, we have seen this. And if the Lord Jesus Christ has predicted and all these things happen, that is the surety for us that what he promised in Revelation chapter 22. Has it happened? No. He promised that he will come three times. And based on that, what he has predicted about himself, all fulfilled, all accomplished. And this time he promised three times, has not come. It will, based on this, he himself, he will come. Definitely he will come. Now the question is this: how shall we live? How should we live, therefore? Christ delay in his coming, yes, and he says he's coming soon. And how should we live? And I think we should live as we all live, by faith. We believe that he is. Believe that he will come soon. Sooner than we expect. And therefore, in that case, we should order our lives. Back in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and how Paul himself said that we should be sober and then be watchful and sober. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "Occupy till I come." That means give up easy, be very busy. Wherever we are, God has put you and me in different places and given us jobs to do, work to do. Let us be faithful to him. We do all our work in our offices and all, not for people, But the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, we do all these things for the sake of God and to glorify Him. And wherever we are, we take that opportunity. Whenever given that opportunity, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now it is very important that we must realize what it means to be saved. To be saved is to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever in heaven. And to reject Him, to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be stubborn and not be saved before Christ comes back is to be cast into the lake of fire. Is to be there. That is the difference. And therefore, knowing this, we should try as much as possible to share the gospel. Given the opportunity, let us share, prayerfully share the gospel, and hopefully pray to God, as God, salvation is of God, and God will, that God, the Holy Spirit, will convict the person who hears our sharing, will be convicted of his sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God that many of us, by God's grace, we have believed. And the future is bright and rosy, and we can rejoice. And so, let us rejoice in the Lord. And this is my message to all of you. Let us pray. O Lord our God, we thank Thee for Thy grace and Thy mercy. And we pray, Father, also for our unbelieving friends and even loved ones, that through our witness, our sharing of the Word of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of His salvation, they who hear, they might believe. Might humbly believe, confess their sin and repent, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who can save them to the uttermost. Lord, we thank Thee for Thy grace and Thy mercy. And so be merciful to them. Save them, Lord. We thank Thee that Thou hast saved many of us, and we are all on our way to heaven. Not because of our own righteousness. No, Lord. Because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have humbled ourselves and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. In His resurrection too, Lord. And Thou hast imputed upon us the righteousness of Christ. And so we are saved. We thank Thee, Father, for many blessings that we will receive from Thee when Christ comes back. We look forward to His coming. Indeed, we were rejoiced in Him. So we thank Thee. And so, Lord, may You bless this church, every one of them. Continue to, Lord, be with them and in their ministry, in extending Thy kingdom. And all this we pray, giving Thee thanks in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.